Good evening, everybody. My name's David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium. Welcome, February 23rd, Tuesday night training call. Glad you're listening in. We're going to be talking about becoming a complete leader. Going to talk about being a great entrepreneur as well as a great CEO. Kind of talking left brain, right brain, how to have the passion of an entrepreneur and the discipline of a CEO, and talk a little bit about the different ways that people think and different ways that people build and promote and share and, you know, help and support their team. So should be an interesting call. Really looking forward to it. Just want to make a couple of announcements as we usually do here to start off our Tuesday night calls. Unbelievable regional events here this past weekend in Florida and in California. I was out in California with David Sandoval. I know Amy Venner had a great time down in Florida, and lots of crowns supporting that event, and, you know, really appreciate their willingness to share their knowledge and prepare so well and present so well. And we had some great leadership dinners and a lot of good photos in our email blast. And you know, those are just some of all the awesome people that were there in Florida and in California. And so we're down to one last regional event before convention, which is in Denver, Colorado. I live here in Colorado. I'd love to see folks in Colorado turn out, as well as others in the Midwest. So, you know, if you live in Missouri, if you live in Chicago, if you live, you know, in Iowa, you know, you haven't been to a regional event, come on over. If you live in Montana, Wyoming, come on up. You know, live in Arizona or Texas, come on over. We've got a Denver, Colorado regional event. The leadership dinner is going to be March 11th. That's Friday night for directors and above. And then we've got our regional event on Saturday, March 12th. And these events keep getting better and better. We've got, you know, some really good training information, and it's going to be Amy Venner and myself at that event. We're going to have Sound Concepts, to the company that does Purium gear. They're going to be there. And actually, we've had such positive response to the Core 3 brochures and all the new apparel and the kids brochure, and that the Purium Gear Store is actually doing a special through February 28th. So if you purchase $75 or more, they're going to be giving free shipping and handling in the continental U.S. and Hawaii. So take advantage, get your Core 3 brochures, get some Prosper magazines, get some new sweatshirts, kids brochures, whatever it may be, healthy happy hour launch kit, new tear pads. There's lots of stuff. We're constantly innovating. We got some great new banners and posters. So take advantage, free shipping and handling through the end of the month. Speaking of events, the big event we've got coming up, of course, is convention. And our national convention is called LEAP. David Sandoval is the one who named the convention LEAP, not only because it's leap year, but it's our opportunity together to leap ahead, leap forward. And we're gonna be doing some amazing things. I had a call this morning with Dave and Amy going through some of the products and some of the programs we're planning on launching for convention. Going to be huddling up with the Field Advisory Board the next week or two, talking with them and making sure we're all on the same page. We've got about 5 months to organize and execute for an awesome event. So we've got heading toward 200 people already registered, which is exciting. And we give away 3 tickets every week. And the only way that you can get a ticket to convention for free is that you already have purchased your convention ticket, and that you enroll a PLC member the week prior to this week's call. So anybody who already had their convention ticket by Friday, and anybody who enrolled somebody as a PLC member last week through Friday midnight Central Time, your name was put into a hat. And what I want to do is put this into Q&A mode, which allows people to speak up if they hear their name called. And so I'm going to call out a name and hopefully be able to give away a free convention ticket. And if that person is not here, then we'll call out one more name, and we do this Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. So we're in Q&A mode. And the winner of our convention ticket this week is crowned from Hawaii, Pialani Schneider. Pialani, you on the line? I guess that's a yes. All right. Well, sweet. Well, you know, our crowd's paid for convention tickets too, and congratulations on enrolling a PLC member last week. If you don't mind sharing, tell us a little bit about the person you enrolled last week.
Oh, my gosh, David. It's been so exciting. It's hard to say because I am now, I just enrolled my 8th for the month today.
Sweet.
And so, yes, I'm just really been working on self and personal development and setting intentions, and I literally been attracting these amazing entrepreneurs. So my person, I don't know, last week, let me see if qualifies for that, is a owner of a cookie shop, and his wife has been following me, and we went and had dinner, and she said, you know what, I want my husband to get on what you're doing, and I went over the next day and got him started, and it's just been one of those things where it's just people, once we set our intentions and we really start working on ourselves and having that, you know, that millionaire mindset, because that's where we are in the business, is we really can develop ourselves into these millionaires. And so I'm really trying to create this millionaire mentality. And I feel that I'm just starting to attract all these wonderful people. And I feel so blessed. So thank you so much for giving me my free ticket.
Awesome. Well, good. So you enrolled somebody who owns a cookie shop. So cookie shop by day, healthy eating by night. That's a good combination. So they can even out their karma. Awesome. Well, congratulations, P. And you know, congratulations on enrolling 8 people. That's the speed of the leaders, the speed of the pack. It's exciting to see our crowns, you know, super engaged. And I love what you said about millionaire mindset. So actually, that's a perfect segue into our training. So thanks so much for sharing, and appreciate you being on the line. And if you don't mind, hit *6, and I'm going to take it away from here.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, cool. Well, millionaire mindset's a perfect way to lead into tonight's training call, because as I said at the top, you know, I really want to talk about this idea of being a combination of a great entrepreneur and a great CEO. And so having a millionaire mindset is a combination of the two things. You know, as an entrepreneur, when I think of an entrepreneur, I think of somebody who's a maverick, somebody who makes things happen. They're a doer. They're passionate. They're a recruiter. They're a promoter. They're exciting. They're charismatic. They see things and move forward and constantly figure out ways to solve problems in a creative manner. You know, they're the action-oriented people. They're the people-oriented people. And no question, you know, entrepreneurs do really well in this business. And then on the other side, we have our CEO-type mentality. Those are our managers. Those are our right-brain, disciplined people. Those are our thinkers. Those are the people who are analytical and train and support and gather resources. And, you know, they're the people who are more by the numbers, by the book, by the system. And I'll tell you what, we got a lot of people that are that way that are super successful as well. So it's not a right or a wrong. It's not like you can only be successful if you're an entrepreneur, or you can only be successful if you're a CEO. I think that both of those mindsets can give you the opportunity to be successful. And so what I always believe is that you want to lean in, you want to focus on, you want to move forward with, you want to share and promote with what your strength is. On the other hand, you always want to be working on and looking to improve and educating yourself on what your weakness is. So, you know, I know lots of people that promote with their strength, but they ignore their weakness, and it's almost like a lead weight that's dragging their back foot, and so they have a hard time because they might be super entrepreneurial, super creative and excited and passionate and whatever, but they're really disorganized and they're all over the place. They don't follow a system, and you know, and so there's some pitfalls, which we're going to be talking about, as far as the person who is great at being an entrepreneur but not disciplined like a CEO. And then on the opposite side, you know, I see people who are very disciplined and focused and numerical, you know, and they lead with that, and that's how they run their business, but they never really work on their entrepreneurial spirit and their risk-taking and their passion, and so they come across as dry, and they have a hard time recruiting and engaging people, and they're frustrated because they give people all the information, and they don't understand why people take action. So that's the thing I want to say, you know, that is really the most important piece of this, is understand who you are, understand how you promote, understand what you how you like to share and what's your strength, and definitely use that. You know, that's your gift. But work on, learn from, educate yourself, and in some ways team up with and surround yourself with people on the opposite side. I mean, one of the best examples is Brandy Shinoto and Holly Pasqua. You know, when they launched their business, you know, Brandy is the ultimate entrepreneur, super creative, doer, passionate, recruiter, make things happen, you know, inspire people. And then Holly is the awesome, you know, disciplined thinker, gather numbers, analytical trainer, you know, and actually quite a good closer. You know, he was had a good way of getting people to get started. And so that combination is really what launched the Hawaii Group and all the crowns that are out there, is including Piolani. You know, is that beautiful combination. So Brandy didn't have to become like Holly, and Holly didn't have to become like Brandy, because the two of them work together so well. So that's really what we want to do, is as much as possible become better at the other pieces, lean in and focus on what we're awesome at, and then also partner up and if possible, recruit up. You know, that's the thing that's great about this business, is, you know, that find people who are complete leaders, find people who are, you know, great at both, and tell them that. And you know, as Piolani said so beautifully, you know, have that intention and, you know, look for those people and just tell them, you know, that you think they're awesome. And, you know, it's amazing how things open up. So with that said, I want to talk a little bit more about the entrepreneur mindset, a little bit more about the CEO mindset, some of the positives and some of the negatives, so that you can start to understand a little bit more about how you are working the business, how you're promoting the business, how you're leading your teams, and we want to have some of both if at all possible. So entrepreneurs, you know, from a recruiting standpoint, they get lots of people in. That's the good news. On the bad news, a lot of people go out. You know, so if lots of people in, lots of people out. They have that recruiting focus. But the CEO, they may have fewer people come in, but they have those people stay in. So they're more focused on retention. They're more methodical. So what we want to do is we want to get lots of people in, like an entrepreneur, and we want lots of people to stay in, like a CEO. And so, you know, it's that balance of being able to have the passion, have the excitement, have the energy, have the willingness to go out there and extend your sphere of influence. And then on the other hand, have the discipline and the caring to support and to understand and to follow up and to make sure that people are following along and having success on the products and getting started sharing gift cards successfully plugged into the system. So entrepreneur, CEO, recruiting, really important to balance that. You know, from a like even a financial standpoint, you know, the entrepreneur, they have lots of money in, and then they have lots of money out. You know, they have the willingness to spend, but you know, which is great. You know, you want people investing in their business, but sometimes maybe they're spending money, spending time, spending energy on things that maybe if they were a bit more focused on productive activities and really evaluating what investments they're making in people and in time and in energy and in money, they would have a better long-term outcome. The CEO type of person is very productive, but maybe is not out there enough, taking enough risks, making enough things happen, trying different things. So, again, it's that balance of where are you? Are you somebody who makes a lot of things happen, creates some chaos, but, you know, doesn't follow through and support it? Or are you somebody who's a little bit, you know, quieter and slower and not creating enough? So find somebody who will challenge you. You know, if you're all over the place, find somebody who's disciplined and have them give you some tips, or read a book, or, you know, learn how to be more focused with your time and more productive with your energy, and learn how to look at your back office and understand who's worth working with. On the other hand, if you're super disciplined but not making enough happen, you know, it's great that you know every single number and every single person and who's up and who's down and whatever, but, you know, if you're not going to go and take the risk to make new things happen, then it doesn't matter. You know, the entrepreneur is somebody who has tons of leads, but they're maybe not great on their follow-through. They're not great being systematic on their recruiting process. So they're talking to lots of people, but They're losing business cards. They're handing out business cards instead of gathering leads. They're, you know, sharing with one person, you know, telling them to go to the website and other people telling them to go to the text message. And so they can't remember what they told what person to do what. So that's the entrepreneurial mindset. There's some real good stuff about that, the enthusiasm and willingness to share. But then, you know, you need the prioritization and the follow through of the CEO who has their network notebook, that has their lead list, that uses the phone app, that knows where they are and understands as they're closing out the month what volume they need and who they should be working with. So, you know, what we need to do is, you know, have that sense of urgency of an entrepreneur, but the persistence of the CEO, you know, the charisma of the entrepreneur, but the discipline of the CEO. And you just need to figure out, you know, kind of where you are and what you need to do to further expand your comfort zone. So that's a really important concept. And I hear people talk about the idea of, I want to get out of my comfort zone. And I don't really agree with that idea. I don't agree with the idea of getting out of your comfort zone. What you want to do is expand your comfort zone. So if you're super entrepreneurial and not very disciplined like a CEO, you're not going to snap your fingers and suddenly become like the master of retention and prioritization and systems and support. It's just not going to happen. But you can extend, you can learn, you can improve one or two pieces, maybe the most important pieces, or partner with somebody who can help to fill in the blanks. Same thing on the opposite side. You know, if you're somebody who's very disciplined, numbers-oriented, kind of like a CEO, but you don't have that passion and drive of an entrepreneur, you're not going to be out on the street corner just handing out gift cards, you know, to every person within 3 feet. You know, you're going to have to expand your comfort zone so that you go from, you know, talking to one or two people a month to starting to talk to one or two, three people a week, you know, instead of texting one person at a time and following it through the entire system, you're going to want to be, you know, having multiple things going on at one time, stretching your ability to manage it, getting to the point where you're feeling a bit uncomfortable, and that's where your growth happens. Your growth happens at the edge of your comfort zone. So constantly be challenging yourself as an entrepreneur to be more passionate, to talk to more people, to create more energy and excitement, and constantly be challenging yourself as a CEO to be more systematic, to be more disciplined, to be more numbers-oriented, to be more focused. And, you know, one of the ways that I see it all come together is the idea of a campaign. You know, the idea of being able to create the energy and excitement, the goal orientation, you know, so the energy and excitement, the desire to make something happen of an entrepreneur, but kind of the numbers and the discipline and the focus of a CEO is to create a campaign. And I'm a huge believer in campaigns. And I find that a lot of the campaigns that are most effective are anywhere from 2 weeks to a month. And so I love what Piolani was talking about, you know, that she had a campaign, Brandy set it out at the Hawaii Regional on January 30th, which was enroll 10 people. That was the one thing. Enroll 10 PLC members. Enroll 10 people with Core 3. Get them started. Get them focused. And keep them in your business. And you'll see amazing things happen. So that was her challenge. It was simple. It was a campaign. And, you know, Piolani's on number 8, and it's the 23rd. I'm betting on her to get all 10 by the end of the month. So it's a really good example of a campaign. And now underneath that campaign, underneath that goal is what are the actions and the activities to help make that happen. So if your goal is to enroll 10 people in the next month, you know, that may take 3 healthy happy hours or 4 healthy happy hours. And so to create a campaign to say, I'm going to allocate, you know, these two Tuesdays and Thursdays, the first Tuesday and Thursday of March and the second Tuesday and Thursday of March, those are going to be my healthy happy hours. I want to enroll 10 people. And so I'm going to, all of my effort, all of my focus, my entire campaign is going to be texting people, calling people, emailing people, posting on Facebook, asking for referrals, who do people know, I'm going to be talking to my basketball friends. I'm going to be talking to my golf buddies. I'm going to be talking to my work people. I'm going to go and create the passion and intensity of an entrepreneur, but with the discipline and focus of a CEO, knowing my goal is to get 10 people, and I'm going to do it through 4 healthy happy hours. And so that's how you can create enough energy and excitement in stretching your comfort zones, but enough discipline that it has some structure so you know what it is specifically that you're trying to accomplish. And so I challenge you to create a campaign, to figure out what it is that's important, whether it's a group cleanse, whether it's a series of healthy happy hours, whether it's, you know, posting, you know, twice a day on Facebook for a week, you know, whether it's promoting our Denver regional event. You know, you may live in Colorado, or you may have 5 leaders and people that are in Colorado, and your goal is to help and work with them and make phone calls and, you know, to have 20 people from your team at the Denver regional. That could be your campaign from now through March 13th, because that's what you feel, or March 12th, that's what you feel is going to move your business, is to really build in Colorado. So that's how you combine being an entrepreneur with being a CEO, is to gather the energy, gather the excitement, gather the passion, and challenge yourself to set a goal that's big, but not so big it can't be accomplished. That's something you can see and be possible, but then have the persistence and the discipline to follow through and to hold yourself accountable to it. And if you keep doing that every 2 weeks, every 4 weeks, every 2 weeks, every 4 weeks, if you keep doing that and have a different campaign, so this time it's healthy happy hours, next time it's the Denver regional, next time it's a group cleanse, next time it's, you know, I'm going to be posting about bathing suit season for the spring, whatever it may be. I'm going to promote kids products. I'm going to promote skincare products. Whatever it is that gets you excited as an entrepreneur, taps into that passion and creativity, but then is harnessed by your CEO sensibilities to make it a real thing, to make the results happen. Because that's the thing. You know, the beauty of network marketing is everyone wants the end result. Everyone loves the idea of financial freedom, of having, you know, to be your own boss, to make some additional money, to change your lifestyle, to help other people be successful, to help other people get healthy. Everyone wants those things. And the challenge is, are you willing to do what's necessary in a concise, short, focused time frame to create the energy to make that happen? And once you make that decision, and once you create that campaign, and once you tap into your entrepreneurial spirit, and once you follow through with that CEO discipline, then you're going to have a month like Pialani's going to have this month, where she enrolled a bunch of people, and she's going to change the trajectory of her business. So even though she's a crown, she's decided, and she followed Brandy's lead on this idea of what's important this month is to enroll 10 people. And she figured out how to align her entrepreneurial spirit and her CEO discipline to make sure that she's got the numbers to back that up and to make that work. So hopefully you got a couple of ideas that help you connect the dots, gather some resources, team up with some people, and if you're not the CEO type, find somebody in your upline who is. If you're not the entrepreneur type, find somebody in your upline who is. Read a book, partner up with somebody, get the information, get the inspiration, and make it happen. You know, as an entrepreneur, I mean, that's one of the things that entrepreneurs do, is they make things happen. That's one of the things that CEOs do, is they keep making it happen until success happens. And I know that, the people who are the most successful are the ones that have both sides, as an entrepreneur and a CEO. And I hope that you take a couple ideas, create a campaign, and make the next few weeks really valuable for you. We're heading toward the end of the month. Beautiful thing about this month is we got an extra day that we don't normally get. Only once every 4 years, we got a leap year. So take advantage, find the rank that you're shooting for, and even create a campaign here for this week to make what you're looking for happen. So thanks, everybody, for being on. Congratulations, Piolani, for setting the pace and earning a free convention ticket. And we will catch you all tomorrow night. David Sandoval and his radio show, The Purium Lifestyle Call, will be playing same time, same number. So catch everybody tomorrow night. Thanks.